Bella's air tray.
Oh, shut up, will ya? It's a nice, secure job and that. And you don't work Saturdays. And you knock off at 3:30.
You're only interested in finishing work early.
No, there's lions and all. Because you don't open till 10:30, do you?
A bank may not open until 10:30, but may I remind you that the staff are expected to arrive at 8:30, and there is plenty of work to be done before we open, and afterwards. You would finish work at 5:30.
Fucking hell!
Miss Turnstall, there were no exam certificates enclosed with your application.
Oh, yeah, I left him all on bus.
So you do have a mathematics qualification, then?
Oh, yeah, I got an A-level, but the dog ate my certificate, didn't it, Sam?
Eh? Oh, yeah, that's right. She's dead good at maths, she is. She took the exams 4 times, didn't you, Trey?
I'm warning you!
Really, I must insist that you don't interrupt.
Yeah, keep your fucking gob shut, will ya?
Tell me, what do you think is the biggest asset that you would bring to this bank?
Well,
it'll be your ass, won't it, Dre?
One more peep out of you and I'll kill ya!
Well, I think we've seen all we need to see. Unless, of course, there's anything that you'd like to ask us.
Oh, yeah, there is a couple of things. Yeah. How much should I get? What's the holiday like? And what's the most I can have off without sick notes?
Oh, you don't mind if she comes back pissed in the afternoons? Oh, you dirty bag!
I fucking warned you! Ow! Fuck off, I told you! Fucking important! Fuck off! Get out of here! Jump with me now! Ow! Ow, you bitch! That was all your fault, that was!
Well, thank you, you didn't get that job.
Nah, I reckon they gave it to a bloke in the end. Sex discrimination, that's what that was.
Aye, discrimination, that were it.
Now then, we fixed you up with a job as an office junior at a firm of accountants in May, but it appears that you left after half a day. Why was that?
Now, that was sexual harassment, that was.
What, you left because your employer was making improper advances?
No, she got the sack for trying to wank him off under the table.
Oh, I got him an old messy bugger.
No!
Really?
I did have a job once.
Yes?
Yeah, she worked on the desk at the dentist, didn't you, Trey? So as soon as I gets him home, he whips his cock out and I says to him, I says, if you think I'm going to let you put that in me gob, you're dead right. Hey, what a cock, I nearly choked.
What happened then?
I spewed up all over his pants.
Serves him right, dirty old sod. It must be about 60 in.
Hey, isn't he the one who left his stuffed plate
yes.
up your belt?
Yeah, should have let
you.
Me left the first time.
Miss Tunstall, may I remind you, it is your job to answer the telephone.
I was on me dinner!
It is only 10 o'clock, Miss Tunstall. You take your lunch at 12.
Yeah, keep your hat on, you miserable old sod.
Anyway, where do you fancy going tonight?
Don't know, but I fancy getting rat-arsed. Hello, what is it? Hey! Hang on! When was your appointment? Well, how would I know? Oh, fucking hell. I'll just piss off, will ya?
Who was that?
Just some stupid cow lost her appointment card. Expects me to know when it is.
Some people, eh? Excuse me, I have an appointment.
Yeah?
I have an appointment with Mr. Gassum at 10:15.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I beg your pardon?
Watch my lips. What do you want me to do about it? It's your ears you want seeing to, not your teeth.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Oh! Here, Sam, it says here, lard's good for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, and facts, it says all them diets are shit.
Eeyed it, to be fat, it must be awful. You'd tell us if ever I got fat, wouldn't you, Trey?
Yeah, what do you want?
Could I see Mr. Gassum, please?
Have you got an appointment?
No, I,
Well, you can't see him then, can you?
I'm sorry, you don't understand.
No, love, listen, you don't understand. He's already got some bird in there, and when he's finished seeing to her, there's a bloke over there who wants his teeth fixed and all. So you're at the back of the queue, all right?
You don't want to go in there anyway. He'd only give you the gas and fill you up. He's a right dirty bastard.
Oh, hello, darling. Have you met Tracy, my new receptionist? Tracy, I'd like you to meet my wife.
Fuck. Shit.
Well, Miss Tunstall, I find it very hard to imagine a job for which you would be suited. However, I must warn you, you've been claiming benefit for quite some time now. Unless you find a job soon, we may have to stop your benefit.
Hey, what are you going to do, Trey?
I know one job I'd be good at.
Oh, and what's that?
I could be your personal assistant, couldn't I, Sam?
Yeah, she's good at that.
What are you talking about?
Come here and I'll show you.
Let's get on.
And I'll have a wagon wheel, please, Miss Pinafore.
That'll be 60p, love. Oh, me leg. And have you seen how much eggs are in the supermarket? They should send them back, that's what I say. Oh, I do love that Cilla Black.
Now, Michael Barrymore, now he's a comedian. Oh, he's a funny. I saw him down Scarborough, but I'd never believe the price of a Weetabix it used to be. Yes, the cheeky used to be able to have two or even three in the morning. Mr. Hodgson, would you like some tea? Mr. Hodgson!
Please.
Fancy a cup of tea, Trey?
Oh, look, they've got cakes.
Please.
Do you fancy a cream on, Trey?
Nah, I've already got one. Up me snatch.